We've been broadcasting at 90.9 FM for 50 years. We're 90.9 WONY, Oneonta, New York. And of course, we're always streaming at onefm.org. And a good morning to you. 7 past 11. And you're listening to Old School Vinyl with the Old Professor. Hey, we heard the Doobie Brothers in that set, Take Me in Your Arms and Rock Me. Kenny Boggins had Down and Dirty. We had Daryl Hall and John Oates with Looking for a Good Sign. And starting that set out, we heard the Todd Hoban Band, a Syracuse-based band. My Girl, an old school vinyl. Hour number one in books. All right, here we go. We got a second hour to go. We'll take a look at our Rony Weekly update first. Now, you know, some of you may be graduating soon, so come hear how a couple of grads were in your shoes about 6 years ago when Taryn Moore and Josh Groovy from the class of 2019 will be guests of the 135th anniversary speaker series tomorrow at 3 in the Otsego Grill at Morris Hall. They've been there, they've done that. Learn more about how an education at SUNY Oneonta can help shape your career and life's post-graduation. Well, maybe a little chilly today, but Oneonta baseball season continues tomorrow at 4 when the Dragons take on Cobleskill. Those Aggies at the Red Dragon baseball field. The weekend will be here before you know it, and the Gamers Guild will hold their weekly meeting on Friday at 6 in the Butternut Valley Room at Hunt. It's a place of Magic the Gathering, Dungeons and Dragons, card and board games, tabletop games, and a lot more. And check out a silent movie on Saturday night at 8 in the Red Dragon Theater. It's the Saturday Silent Spectacular. This week it's The Gold Rush. This is where a prospector goes to the Klondike during the 1890s gold rush in hopes of making his fortune and is smitten with a girl he sees at a dance hall. Charlie Chaplin is the star of this. Perks, for me, it'd be free food. All right. Some more events on campus later in the week. We'll check it before we leave here around noontime today. Forecast-wise, what can we expect? Mostly cloudy today. High of 45. Showers move in after 5 today. We'll see a low of 28. We'll see snow and rain showers tomorrow with a high of 42. We'll look for, let's see, looking better Thursday, Friday. Partial sunshine. Good. Highs in the mid-upper 40s, lows around 30. Rain and snow showers for the weekend. Yeah. The temps will be getting back to near 50, so there we go. And we'll continue now in hour number two of Old School Vinyl. I'm the old professor, Mark Simonson, a city historian. I teach here in the Media and Communications Department. Once a week, I come up here and get behind the console here. I take some of my albums from my younger years and put them on here. I play some old album cuts, a few 45s, on totally vinyl. How about that? Old School Vinyl with the old professor. We'll continue on 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
Saturday night, your pretty pal find Action.
90.9 WONY. Old school vinyl. The old professor. 25 past 11. And in that set, we just heard the Isley Brothers. R&B set here. Harvest for the World. For that, for my older brother's record collection, the Barquets, Soul Finger. We also heard the Brothers Johnson, Running for Your Lovin'. And starting us out in the set, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Saturday night. Be here before you know it. Tuesday, I've got Saturday on my mind. Yeah. It's old professor here, and you know, times can get stressful around campus. 6 weeks to go, yeah, the academic workload we've got, keeping up with friends, social media, dealing with some difficult people. Ever do that? Thought so. You know, at times, all this stress can just get to you. But don't let it get to you, okay? At SUNY Oneonta, we want you to feel safe and have someone to help, someone to listen. Counseling Center can help. Counseling Center provides short-term individual counseling, daily crisis appointments, and more. Visit oneonta.edu.counselingcenter for an appointment or other services. I say that again, oneonta.edu/counseling-center. Okay. The Counseling Center, they're here to help you. That's a public service message from 90.9 WONY. So we continue. Old school vinyl, stuff you maybe never heard before, but artists you know. That was my kind of college radio back in Oswego. Is here too. Play a few hits just to keep you along. Glad to have you along. As we move along, another half hour. Great shows coming up later on today, of course. So stay with us. We'll continue. Old school vinyl with the old professor. 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
search. Well, you better check it out before it goes in. 'Cause you might not be seeing things just the way you should. And you don't recognize what everybody knows.
What you gonna do when she says goodbye? What you gonna do when she is gone? What you gonna do when she says goodbye?
Goodbye.
What you gonna do when she
90.9 WONY. It's old school vinyl with the old professor at a quarter to 12, 11:45. Home stretch. Old school vinyl. But this is the time of the hour where we like to kick back a little bit and just take a look at some things that were going on campus here in our history series. We're 135 years old, of course, at the campus, but we're going to jump all the way back to see what was going on in 1950 from State Times. Our campus has a silent movie series. Of course, I talk about that just about every week, and it's going on this semester each Saturday night. The same was true in 1950. As a matter of fact, they called it Nickelodeon Night. It featured three old-fashioned silent films. They were held at Alumni Hall. That's down at the Old Main on Normal Avenue, Maple Street, at the State Teachers College, under the sponsorship of Sigma Tau Omicron Fraternity. And they had shows at 7 and 9. They had an original barbershop quartet singing along with the music. How about that? That's kind of neat. Yeah. Old, they liked silent movies even in the 50s. You know, when they had the talkies. Yeah. They were also talking about atomic energy at that time. How not to be afraid of it. Yeah, it was still pretty new. We were talking, 1950, 45, big class there, yeah. So two faculty members of State Teachers College are among a group of 55 instructors from 11 state schools who have gone to the National Laboratories at Brookhaven to be taught, quote, how to not be afraid of atomic energy. Ellis Whitaker, he's the physical science instructor, and Miss Agnes Nilsson, a history teacher, are the Oneonta representatives. They left Wednesday. They'll return this weekend. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Yeah. Well, it was music week at the State Teachers College on March 25th of 1950. The Girls' Glee Club, the Men's Chorus, the Carol Club, the STC Symphonette, and the STC Band all had performances lined up each day at noon in the main hall. Again, that's just down at Old Main. And everybody was gearing up for the Easter recess as it began on April 5th. Classes returned on April 17th. They had 2 weeks off then. Wow, I like that. Students were here until June back at the time, of course. Right. So that's a look back at culture here at SUNY Oneonta. State Teachers College, as it was known in 1950. All right. Got a big... Bring the big bird here in for a landing here in a couple of minutes. Do another set. 1950 music. Why not? We're diverse. College radio, we play anything. Big band? Yeah. Why not? It's old school vinyl. The old professor. On 90.9. WONY. Keep it locked.